So the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, has an interesting din that I want to focus on for a second. The Gemara says, Amar of Ada Demin Yafo. You see what that is? It's like about, I know, it's a funny daf. It goes skinny fat, like chubby fat. You see that? That's a couple of these daf by Megillah. If you look over here, where is it? It's about in the chubby area, like the fat area. Maybe like the first line is Amar. You want to see that? Okay. Amar of Ada Demin Yafo, which is the name of a place, he said the following thing. Asaras Bnei Haman, Ve'asaras, both the 10 sons of Haman and the word Asaras, Sarach Limrinhu, Beneshima Achas. You have to say them, Beneshima Achas. My time, what's the reason? Why? My answers, Kulhu Bahadi Hadadi Nafku Nishmasayu. What's the reason? Why? Because? No. Correct. Because when a person, they all die together. That nishmasayu all nafki at one second. Bahadiyadadi nafku nishmasayu. They all their souls all left at one time. And in order to capture that simultaneity of how they were all killed and died at the same time, we read them in one breath to kind of capture that it's all in one unit. B'yichidachat. That's what the Gemara says. So far, so good. By the way, in the shuls you have, people are probably familiar with this, right? In other words, that they do the 10 sons of Haman in one breath. There are two practices as to, two different minhagim, two different ways to do this. Just out of curiosity, we'll take a quick vote. Raise your hand if you're in your shul, the way they do it is the chazan stops, the Baal Kore stops, and everyone does it themselves, and then he reads it again. Some. And raise your hand if you're shul, the chazan does the entire thing, and you just sit there quietly and don't do it yourself. The other some, okay? Both of those minhagim go back to Achronim. The first place you really see it spelling out explicitly is the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam in Hilchos Shabbos writes as follows: "Umasha noagim b'miktsas hamakomos shekol hakal omer masaras b'nei Haman." Ain't no minhag. It's a mistake that everyone just does it themselves. There's no need for that. Ela hakore yomram levad v'akal yishmo kimo kol megillah. Says the Chaye Adam, there is such a practice, but it's a minhag tos, it's a mistake. There are those who do the wrong things, as the Chaye Adam, and they have this practice of being more frum, being more machmir, with a Baal Tefillah, with the Baal Kore stops, and everyone reads, and then this way, you know, and this way everyone can do it themselves. So that's unnecessary, that's not a good practice. But the two practices did exist, and therefore, even if you were just reading the Chaye Adam alone, you'd know what his opinion is. But if there's those who have the practice, you'd at least ask yourselves, does anyone justify this practice? And you'd want to at least understand where it came from. However, the Ragachav and the Tzafnas Panech and Zilchas Gerishin is crystal clear that he thinks it's actually correct. He writes, "V'zeh asi shapir aminag shalanu, shanu omrim aseres b'nei haman, kol echad b'fnei atzmo, v'en yotzim ba'kore mishom, d'hamuvar megillat, tzarchlam omram b'neshima achas, v'zeh lo shayach letzeh sayidei achir." And therefore, even though the Chaye Adam tells you there's two minhagim, if you do further research, you'll find out it's actually a machlokas between the Chaye Adam versus the Ragachaver as to whether or not the Baal Kore could be motzi everyone or whether each person should say it themselves. Machlokas gedoli ha'achronim, if the Baal Kore could be motzi everyone but this neshima achas element or not. Now the truth is, even though it's explicitly written in Achronim, if you look carefully in the Rishonim, you're going to be medayik a little bit. For example, if you look in the Rambam Hilchos Beis, Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis Halachi Beis, the Rambam has the following lashon: V'tzarech hakorei likros b'nei Haman ve'aseres b'neshima achas kedei lahodia l'kol ha'am shekulam nitlu v'nahargu ke'achad. You hear the lashon? One more time. Listen carefully. Tell me what you think is correct. V'tzarech hakorei likros haseres b'nei Haman ve'aseres b'neshima achas kedei lahodia l'kol ha'am shekulam nitlu v'nergu ke'echad. Any textual observations to make? There's actually two, one that's relevant to us and one that's not. What's interesting about this? What's noteworthy? What's kedai? Yeah?
Change it from saying it to hearing it.
For starters, he writes, V'tzarech hakorei likros, which sounds like what? Does everyone read it? No, just the... Right, so therefore the Chaye Adam already kind of has roots in the Rambam, but he has a second additional point, which is what? Yeah, kedela. Yeah, correct. The say for the Rambam is exactly that. He says kedela hodia lekol ha'am shekulam nitlu v'nargo ke'achad. What question is the Rambam answering over here? Correct. Why you do it, and what word lets you know that he's answering that question? Kedei. Kedei lahodia. That's going to be an important word. Lekol ha'am. Why shekulam nadlu v'nargu be'achad? And the Rambam's pretty much clear that way. And he not just as he say hakore likros, but it's kedei lahodia kol ha'am. He's being modia otam. How is he doing that? By telling them. Does it sound like they're doing it themselves? No, it's him telling everyone else. And therefore, you should wonder what's behind this machlokis, the way the Rambam seems to be medayik, like the Chayyadim, or the way the Ragachev understood, which was the other way around. Now, the truth is, I want to show it to you three hasberim to this machlokis. There's a good chance you wouldn't even have thought of the first one on your own. But Rav Moshe Sternbach, in his Tshuvas van Hagas, has a very, very technical, non-lumdish, non-gishmak, but maybe MS, but non-gishmak, pshat out there. He writes Mahalach number one. Ubipshuto hatam shashat mimaher lomar, says B'nei Haman. Kedei lomar b'nishima achas. He does it so quickly. Vile olamim lechaser mashehu kevan shemimaharim kol kach ve'en yotzim lachen min hakodim shemukulam b'nishima achas. What's the reason why? Well, let's start this way. What makes more sense at first glance? Should everyone have to do it or one guy have to do it? I'll be pashas. What's the simplest thing? One guy. Why not? There's a minute to do it. Let one guy do it. What do you need everyone doing it for? So Moshe Sternbach responds, "You're right. However, since he's doing it so quickly, you know, he's such in a hurry to get it all in one breath. How long could you hold one breath for? Some of these names are very long. And therefore, for strictly technical reasons, he suggests to do what? Have it, everyone do it this way, just in case he mumbles his words, you won't be yotze. It's not a fundamental lumdisha machlokus over here. The whole machlokus is technical. And what would the reason why you don't need to have such a minhag? The answer would be, because it's not necessary. Strictly speaking, no one says it's necessary. One guy has a chashash, you won't hear. One guy doesn't have a chashash, you won't hear. And this is mahalach number one. It could be the emes, but it's not gishmak. You know what I'm saying? Book, you good? Aryeh, you with us? Excellent. Ben, yeah? Okay, next. Mahalach number two. Can anyone see? And I wanted to throw that out before you even had a chance to think, because I'm a big believer. You build from the simplest pshat to the most exciting. Now I'll throw that to the Olam HaTorah. What do you guys think? What might be behind this machlokes, if not that particular technical issue, yeah?
Maybe like Shmei Kona.
Oh. It may very well depend upon the nature of Shmei Kona, and that is what the Birkas Avram writes. The Birkas Avram in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, Amid Beis, and Be'inyan Shomei Kona Anaf Aleph, anyone wants to look it up. He writes that this Chakira is goof for the famous Machlokas about how Shomei Kona works, exactly what David London's suggesting. He writes as follows, and then we'll give you a little bit of background information and try to like develop the Chakira. He says as follows, Ein Sarach Amira Deshmiya Levad Sogi Let's Say Zayidei Chovaso. Oh, Dabir Dadvarm Shechayv Lomar Be'am Hashmiya Ka'amira Ki'ilu Amr Masha Shama Alminaz Kein Sheyat Sabo. Or in other words, the Chakira really boils down to the following question. When we say Shomeya Ke'ona, what do we mean by that? Let's talk out a couple examples. There's a famous machlokis, the Chazanish and the Beis Halevi, and we'll discuss the machlokis, Rashi Tosfos also, pretty quickly. The Beis Halevi was once asked the following question. I'm a Kohen, and I want to fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas Kohenim, but I don't like duchening, I don't like making the bracha out loud. I don't like my voice, and I don't like the way I sound, and whatever, there's reasons where it doesn't matter. So the Beis Halevi said, well, you want to be Yotzei Shomei Kona. Just like you don't make Kiddush and you Yotzei Kiddush. Just like you don't read the Megillah, you hear the Yotzei Megillah. Just like you hear Avdol, you're Yotzei without saying Avdol. So do you want to hear the what? The Birkas Kohenim, correct. In this way, you'll be Yotzei. So the Beis Halevi said, before it's no good. Why not? There's a Gemara in Maseches Sota that says that when you do the Dochening, when you do the Birkas Kohenim, it has to be B'kol Ram. What does Kol Ram mean? Out loud. For example, one of the technical ramifications, one of the halachas of Kol Ram is that when you Dochen, you should be louder, the Kohanim should be louder than the Chazan. The Chazan should be quieter. If you ever pay attention, the Chazan Dochens, the Chazan says the words Yivarech Echa, and the Kohanim go Yivarech Echa. The Kohanim should be louder. That's how you make it Kol Ram. I don't think it's ma'akim, but that's the right way to do it. So to over here, the Kohen doesn't say anything. You think there's a din of Kol Ram? So says the Beis Halevi, sorry, nothing doing. You can't do that. Instead, you have to actually duchen yourself. That's the Beis Levi Paskin. However, the Chazon Ish famously disagreed. Chazon Ish thought that was incorrect. The Chazon Ish said, you are totally allowed to biyotze with someone else's duchening. What's behind this machlokes? So many, many, many suggest, and it seems to be the simple pshat. This machlokes depends upon the nature of Shemei Ka'ona. Help me out. What would be behind this machlokes Chazon Ish versus the Beis Halevi? Who can help me talk this out? If you come across machlokes like this in the Beis Medrash, what question would you ask? What's behind this machlokes? Correct. And what might you suggest? Where would you go from there?
Nature of
Shemei Ka'ona. I'm listening. Good?
If the people are saying it themselves, or is it?
Correct. Is it that Shomea Ka'ona means when I hear it as if I spoke? In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to say it. However, there's two ways of saying it: verbally saying it or halachically saying it. Shomea is ki'ilu, you said it. There's mamish, it's like dibor mamish. There's an abstract halachic concept, which is halacha recognizes shmia as a dibor. Whereas physics only recognizes actual speech as a dibur, halacha's like, you did speak. Alternatively, one can suggest, no, it's not that you did speak, but rather, you don't need to speak. You can be yotze with shomea. In other words, maybe shomea ka'ona means you don't need to actually say it, you just need to hear it. There are two ways of being yotze, either dibur or shomea. Or in other words, one could even ask, like, here's a great way to think of the question. Why should Shomea Ka'ona work? It shouldn't work. I never said anything. That question has two assumptions to it. What are the two assumptions to that question? My question is, I want to know, what's the Chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona? So let me phrase the question this way. Shomea Ka'ona shouldn't work, and your response, it does work. My question is, it shouldn't work because A... Because why not? What's the A and the B? What are the two assumptions? Why should Shomea Ka'ona not work?
You didn't say anything.
Number one is I didn't say anything. Number two is I need to say something. And what's the Chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona? Either I did say something or I don't need to. I can be yotze even without say anything. That's the machlokes maybe over here. According to the Beis Halevi, you actually have to say something. Shomea Ka'ona, you're yotze through hearing. You didn't say anything. You're yotze through hearing. And when you hear, that's good enough. Yeah, that's true by Kol Torah Kula with the mitzvahs to just hear it. You have to hear Abdullah. You have to hear Kiddush. You have to hear Megillah. You have to hear whatever else. However, when it comes to Birkas Kohanim, what's the story? You actually need Kol Ram. You don't have Kol Ram via Shomea. Masha'en came the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, there's an abstract halachic concept, which is whatever I heard, it's as if I said. And therefore, Shomea Ka'ona can help, can carry over more than just having heard it, more than just being Yotze. Shomea Ka'ona can transform it as if I said it. It's Ki'ilu, there's a halachic divor. It's Ki'ilu, I actually said it. My hearing it is, even though physically I heard it, halacha views it as if whatever you said, I said. And therefore, Shomea Ka'ona would allow me to duchen for everyone because I did fulfill Kol Ram. How? With my Shomea. Because the other Kohens, it's Kilu, his voice came out of my mouth and I'm Yotze. This is the famous Chakira. It comes up in one more quick place. I'll share with you. I got to get moving. It comes up in one more quick place. Many, many, many places. I think Rav Asher Weiss and Chumash has like 35 nafkaminis in this Chakira. It comes up all over the place. All over the place. But there's a really interesting machlokis in Maseches Brachos and Megillah, where certainly Brachos and Sukkah, pardon me. Let's say I walk into shul late, and I fall behind in davening. I don't get a chance to start davening with the chazan. Better yet, I'll get back to that in a second. Let me start this way. If I'm in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, I daven a very long Shmon Esrei. Davening and davening and davening, and it's a long Shmon Esrei. And I get to, the Chazan gets up to Chazar Sashaz and he gets to Kedusha. And I'm still in the middle of davening and davening and davening. I'm saying davening away. You hear the Shaila? So what do you do? So Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches quotes a machlokas between Rashi and himself. According to Rashi, what should you do? You should stop davening, listen to Chazar Sashaz, and not say it itself. Listen to the Kedusha, pardon me. Listen to Kedusha and not say the Kedusha. You should hear the Kedusha but not say it. Why?
Oh.
If you would talk, it'd be... You can't do other things in Milosh Moras, right? Okay, so then why didn't even stop? Because it's not a hefsek if you stop and you fulfill your mitzvah to, of what? You fulfill your obligation of? Of Kedusha. Givaldik, I fulfill Kedusha and I'm not mafsik. According to Rashi, you can dance between the raindrops and not get wet. You're not mafsik. You also are fulfilling it. Win-win, according to Rashi. Tosfos says he thinks that's wrong. According to Tosfos, if you would stop in the middle and listen, it would be a hefsek. Points out Tosfos, number one. Then Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi. What's his kasha? The Gemara Maseches Brachos has the case. That's why I started talking about it a moment ago. I misspoke. A person walks into shul late, and they realize if they daven, they're going to get daven, not be able to finish on time for Kedusha. Maybe even modim, and the Ishma Adam of modim. The Gemara says, yeah, better you should catch Kedusha and miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's a powerful Gemara, because it lets you know how important Tefillah B'Tzibur is versus Kedusha. Gemara says, better you should finish on time, but if you can't finish on time, don't even start to daven, because it's more important than you that you say Kedusha with a minion, otherwise you'll miss Kedusha. Okay, you don't daven B'Tzibur, Kedusha is more important. That's Gemara Mesachos Brachos. Good? Tosfos says, you see from here, Akasha and Rashi. What's the Akasha and Rashi? New? Tosfos says, here's Akasha and Rashi. There's a... What? You could miss Kedusha if you what? According to Rashi, you can never miss Kedusha. Why not? Shamei Kona. What do you see from here, says Tosfos? If you would be able to listen, like Rashi says, you would actually not miss Kedusha. Yet the Gemara is worried about you missing Kedusha. That's why it says, don't daven B'Tzibur. We don't want you to miss Kedusha. You see from here, Rashi's wrong. You should not stand there silently. You should not be Yotze via Shomea Ka'ona. If you stand there silently and you're Yotze through Shomea Ka'ona, you know what the problem is? What? You're mafsik. Yeah, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. And the Gemara Brachos highlights that. That's what you see from the Gemara Brachos. If this is correct, says Tosfos, I have a kasha on Rashi. How could Rashi read this Gemara? Rather, halacha l'maisa says Tosfos. We paskin like Rashi, but Tosfos says the correct halacha is that a person should continue davening silently. You got it? So there's two. Good. Kasha number one is it a hefsik? Rashi would say no. Tosfos would say yes. Kasha number two is Gemara Brachos, in which Tosfos himself and others defend Rashi and say, maybe you can even forend for this Kasha on Rashi. You can answer this Kasha. How can you answer the Kasha? Maybe Rashi would tell you there's a difference between hearing it and saying it. In other words, if you use Shomea Ka'ona, that's good, but it's not the same thing as what? Saying it yourself, in which case, the Gemara Paskins, you should not start davening because you may miss Shmon Esrei. What are you going to miss? Not being Yotze through Shemei Kona, that you won't miss. But what will you miss? Saying it. Which, by the way, that's remarkable about the importance of davening with a minion. It's like, mamish, like, low down on the totem pole. More important, according to Rashi, that you should fulfill Kedusha via Dibur versus Shemei Kona. That's more important than Shmon Esrei. That's why many, many, many Achronim, everyone besides Rav Moshe Feinstein believes Tefillah B'Tzibur is a Givaldic thing, but not a mitzvah. Down the minion, according to most, is not a mitzvah. The Rambam, it's Kimat Peferish, not most Rishonim, it's not most Achronim, it's not worthwhile conversation. One day we'll talk about Tefillah B'Tzibur a minion or not. Rav Moshe Feinstein says yes, and most, almost everyone else says no. Rav Moshe's like, yeah, the Rishonim all meant yes also. In any event, what's behind this machlokes? Either, so according to two Nakudas that are Yotze from the Sugya. You can be motzi two nekudos. Number one is halach lemais. What do you do when it comes to kedusha? According to Rashi, stop you shamei ona. According to Tosfos, that'd be a hefsek. And number two is according to Tosfos, the Gemara seems to indicate that Rashi is wrong. You'd miss something, whereas according to Rashi, you can forever that kasha. Why? With a big yisod, there's a difference between saying kedusha yourself versus hearing kedusha. What's behind this machlokes? So l'chora, this is what all of the achronim suggest. This machlokes is gufar shayla. According to Tosfos, Shamei Kaona means halachic dibur. And therefore, if I listen to Chazar Sashatz, it's halachic dibur. That's considered a hefsik. I'm being mafsik. According to Rashi, it's not halachic dibur. It's just a little bit like I heard. It's not really hearing it. And therefore, what? If I hear it, okay, it's not a hefsik. Machlokas number two, Rashi Tosfos. According to Tosfos, you're going to miss Kedusha. Why didn't he like Rashi's suggestion of stop and listen? According to Tosfos, there's no distinction between listening and speaking. According to Rashi, you can say, Lechadchila b'di'eved. According to Rashi, Lechadchila, you should say it. B'di'eved, you can hear it. Tosfos would never have such a distinction because he believes Shomei Ka'ona is not a tier two way of fulfilling the mitzvah, but rather what? A tier one example of halachic dibur. With this Chakira, Rashi Tosfos, where Tosfos holds like the Chaznish, and really the Chaznish holds like Tosfos, and where the Beis Halevi follows Rashi, that machlokis may very well be our machlokis between the Rugged Shaver versus the Chayadim. Who wants to, that's my, I'm throwing it up, who wants to take and slam it home? With? That's my sis, where's the goal? What can you suggest?
I think we could suggest, I have like a question on it.
Hold on, first of all, let me just finish this mahalach, and then you'll take your question in a sec. You hear what we're saying? How could it, now we've spoken about the nature of Shomei Kona. What's the pshat? Yeah?
Chayadim would say, like Tosfos, that you need like an actual.
Oh, the Chayadim would say.
No. Has to read it.
Well, the Chayadim says you don't have to read it. The other way around. The Rugged Shaver who says you have to read it, correct. You mix up the people, but you got the Svaris right. According to the Rugged Shaver who says you're supposed to say it, what's the reason why? Because Shomei Kona, I can fulfill maybe listening to the words, but the Neshima Achas, that doesn't carry over to me. According to, in other words, the suggestion is that Shomei Ka'ona means I'm Yotzei through hearing, but it's not like I actually spoke. And if I just heard, I didn't hear B'Neshima Achas. Neshima Achas can only be done via Dibur. However, if I hold, like the Chaznish and like those folks, seemingly the way that the Chayadim Paskins, that Shomei Ka'ona is Mamish Dibur, you don't have to have everyone say it, why not? Because your Yotzei with Shomei Ka'ona is Dibur. What's the most important letter in this Chakira? In this phrase? The Kaf. Ki. Shomei Ka'ona. The Shomei is like Ona. We can ask, how similar is the Shomei to Ona? According to Rashi, and the Beis Halevi, and the Chayadam, how similar is it? They're a little bit similar insofar as that you two different ways of being Yotzei. Yeah, they're similar. Masha'in came according to the Chazanish and Tosfos and the Rugged Shaver. It's Mamish Dibur. It's Dibur Mamish. It's halachic speech. And now be Mahalach number two to this Machlokis. This is what the Birkas Avram has in mind. That's his Bir Hadvarim. That's his Kavah. That's his Chakira, which explains this Machlokis between the Chayadim versus the Rugged Shaver. Ad Kan Mahalach number one, Ad Kan Mahalach number two. Questions before we get into the fanciest Mahalach, the one I like most. Yeah.
Are we saying we have to hear and like understand?
I don't know if you have to understand.
Then why would there be any? What would be the start for having?
I mean, the goal is for everyone to understand. No, what's the reason why over here? The goal is that we want to. My time, the Gemara had said this way that everyone should know that they were that their nishmos sayim were you know b'hadi adari nifku nishmos sayim. We want people to know that. And therefore, would this become a practice to read B'Neshima Achas? Now the question is, who reads B'Neshima Achas? That's our machlokas.
I mean, why? What's the start for having everyone read if there's no
to
understand for Shomei?
Because otherwise, in other words, if there's a minhag, a din, whatever it is. We'll get to that moment in a few minutes. There's a din that you're supposed to do B'Neshima Achas. You want to know why is it? There's a din Neshima Achas. The reason why is to capture the fact they all died together. Right. However, if you want to chab that din, you have to, says the Rugged Shaver, you can't use Shomei Ka'ona.
Why?
Because Shomei Ka'ona only allows you to have heard the mitzvah, right, not to have read it B'Neshima Achas. And if you want to read it B'Neshima Achas, you either have to do it yourself or hold like the Rugged Shaver who believes we superimpose your kriya into my mouth and it's kilu I did do it. And therefore I'm Yotze. Yeah.
Correct. It would be
good enough. According to the Rugged Shaver, the other way around. The other way around. I mixed it up. Sorry. Yeah, correct. According to the Rugged Shaver, everyone has to do it because he holds like Rashi and the Beis Halevi. According to the Chayyadam, each you know, you can hear everyone do it because he holds like Tosfos and the Chaznish. Sorry. You know, London, I called you out for mixing it up. I mix it up myself. Weiter. Mahalach number three. Mahalach number three. If you look in Tosfos at the side of the page, there's a remarkable Tosfos. Take a look. It's a very short one. Sarach la'omram b'neshima achas. People see it? Zuktosis. Very quick Tosfos. People see it? Nira dahainu lecharchila val b'di'eved yatsa. What questions does Tosfos not ask but imply and then answer? No? Right? When the Gemara says you're supposed to do b'neshima achas, is that the best way to do it? Or the only way to do it is it lecharchila or b'di'eved? What's Tosfos' shita? Lecharchila. Not so surprising. Matter of fact, I was actually more surprised by the Havamina than I was the Maskana. Like, what was the svar for the Havamina? But to be honest with you, there are even those who taka have this as a psak, that if you don't do it this way, if you don't do b'neshima achas, you're not yotzei. The Sefer Mahariel in his Minhagim and Hilchus Purim writes as follows. Amar Mahari Segel, Maisa b'Megensia. You know where Megensia is? It's a city in Germany. Pam achas shehifsik ha-kore shelo hispik lomar shemos ha-risham b'neshima achas. One time the Baal Kore was reading the Megillah and he was mafsik in the middle. V'tzrichu chach me'ha'ir lachzar. Get ready for this. L'rosh ha-Megillah. They had to go back to the beginning. V'zehaya toreach tzibor b'chinam. But there's no reason for that. D'haya dailo lachzar l'chamesh meos ish. They should have just went to the previous pasuk. So, if a person does not read the Megillah b'Neshima Achas, are they yotzei? What's the answer in one word? Machlok zekwentos. What's the answer? You're yotzei. According to both the Mahariel and the Chachmei Megensia, what's the answer? You're not yotzei. But there's even a sub-machlokus, like a 2a and a 2b. What's a machlokus 2a and 2b? Correct. Do you have to go back to the beginning, or do you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk? Good. Besikum, there are three shitas. Tosfos and others, the Meiri as well, they all believe the whole thing's lechadchila, it's not ma'akev at all. And the Bali Pluk to hold it's ma'akev, and how do you solve that problem? Either you go back to the beginning, you go back to the word chamesh meos, which was the beginning of the pasuk. We have to ask ourselves, what question? What's behind this machlokas? Why is it ma'akev and why is it not ma'akev? And if it is ma'akev, we have to further ask ourselves, why must you go back to the beginning of the Megillah? What's wrong? Or just the last five, you know, chamesh meos ish. Oh. So who makes more sense at first glance? You yotzei or not yotzei? What toast? Is your yotze? Why? That's not a good enough explanation.
Where are you going? Have you said the actual?
What? You're not yotze? I would have thought this is a lechadchila din. I would have thought this is not ma'akev. You read it. You didn't do it with Nishima Achas. You think Nishima Achas is ma'akev? I guess the answer is they say, yeah, well, I would have thought Pasha. Okay, let's see. The Rambam, there was an interesting, we made an interesting observation, two of them in the Rambam earlier on. Number one is it's Sarach HaKore, right? But number two is he writes Kedei Lehodia. What's this far for the Rambam? It's mashma that this Amiras Ha'aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas is not just another din of how to read the Megillah. Kedei Lehodia implies there's a new, more than that. It's not just how to read it. How should you read it? Fast, slow, I don't know what. This sounds like it's more. This is not, the goal is not Likro. It's a halacha in Lehodia. What does it mean, Lehodia? Like, why would there be a din of Lehodia? Where would you classify this din, or at least most likely? Not Persume Nisa. Lechor, there's a din of Persume Nisa. Now, if this is the case, you may wonder, why Dafka, this little section, why Dafka these words? Shouldn't one believe that all of new? The whole Megillah is Persume Nisa. Ella, what's this svara? There's something special about Kulhu Bahadi Adadi Nafko Nishmas. There's something unique about this. Something unique about this particular phrase which captures more Persume Nisa than anything else. New, any suggestions as to what? Why would this be the most important thing?
The biggest word. They take up like a whole quarter.
Yeah, but so what? Why is that? So? If anything, that's a riot to the point, not an explanation of the point.
Yeah. In the first, the business,
I don't know. Yeah, what do you got, Yair? Maybe one can argue that somehow this captures a presuming Nisa the most. Now, what's a bigger miracle? The fact that the Jews were saved or the fact that they all died at 1 second? Lachar, it's not the biggest presuming Nisa in the story. Ella, maybe one can suggest that this captures more than... Maybe this is like... How should I say it? This is the most... This is the best example that the whole story is not by chance. The fact that all 10 died, boom, in 1 second, it's almost like it shows the hashgacha the clearest. It shows that Hashem is like navigating the clearest. It shows Hashem's hashgacha. What are the odds of them dying mamash at the same millisecond? The answer is very small. But rather, the fact that they all died b'neshima achas, all at one fell swoop at the same time, that kind of like reinforces, it's not the biggest miracle in terms of necessity for salvation, but it's the biggest coincidence, so to speak, or lack thereof. It highlights the fact that the coincidences are not really coincidences, but like there's something much more to it. And I thought that maybe the pshat, maybe what the Aruch HaShulchan has when he says the following thing. Af al gal d'talaim ze achar ze mikol malkum. Even though they were hanged one after the next, mikol malkum. Al pi hashkacha nifcha rucham kulam berega achas. Berega echad. It's done through hashkacha. Hashem's hashkacha kind of drives home this message. If that's the case, l'chora, one can suggest that this din of Neshima Achas is not just another din in Kriya, but rather something else. Now, there are Rishonim, or at least Gaonim, who believe it's another din in Kriya. For example, if you listen to we'll get back to this. That I want to say for the Rambam, it's like a unique din of Pesumi Nisa. We'll get back to that in a second. But there are those like Rav Neutroigon and others who believe that it's another din and just another way to do Kriya. For example, Shaliach Tzibur HaKorei Megillas Esther, Eino Tzarech L'Sadr Sof Pasuk Rishon B'Neshima Achas, Ela Koma, Kom Malkum Sherotza Yafsik Shlo Yomru Chachamim Lom B'Neshima Achas, Ela Seres B'Nehamim V'Aseres. In other words, he talks about how to take breaths in general, how to be mafsik in general. Here's another example. According to this Gaon, according to Rav Neutroigon, the impression you get is it's just another din in Kriya. Masha'en came over suggesting in the Rambam, it's not another din in Kriya, it's like a chelik of the Persumei Nisa element. If this is correct, maybe we can go back to the Maharil and the Chachmei Megensia and explain why they felt it was Ma'akev. What's the answer? No? What's the reason why? What would you suggest? Because it's, and I would say even a little, the same idea, but sharpen it. A, this is the most important Persumei Nisa, and B, Persumei Nisa is so integral to the Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, that what? You're not Yotzi. Maybe three assumptions there. In order to understand the Shita, number one, you have to hold that this is a chelik of Persumei Nisa. Number two, you have to hold Persumei Nisa is a chelik of Megillah, because if you're not Yotzi, you're Persumei Nisa, that, how should that undo Megillah? And number three is it's so much integral, so much a part of the Megillah reading that if you don't do it the right way, you're not Yotzi. Hear all three assumptions? Number one is that B'Neshima Achas is a din of Persumei Nisa. Number two, Persumei Nisa is a chelik of Kriyas HaMegillah. And C, it's so inherent, it's so intrinsic, it's so much a chelik in the Megillah that if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. What would Tosfos say? Any one of the three he would argue on. He would either say, this is a din in Kriya, and therefore, of course, you're Yotze B'Diavid. He would say, Nachinami, it's a Persumei Nisa, but Persumei Nisa is an independent mitzvah, and you're not Yotze Persumei Nisa, but you are Yotze Kriya. Or he would say, Nachinami, I know that there's a din in Persumei Nisa. I know that Persumei Nisa is a chelik of the Megillah, but still, it's not so integral that if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. You're Yotze Persumei Nisa, other parts of the Megillah, with the story, with all the other parts. In any event, this is what comes out of the Maharil and the Chachmei Megensa versus Tosfos. Ad kan machlokes number one. So far, so good? Machlokes number two would be, why then should I have to go back to the beginning? Why should I just go back to Chamesh Meos Ish? What's behind the Machlokes? 2a and 2b. Everyone assuming that the Machlokes is, that it's Ma'akev, according to the Ma'an Da'amrim, according to the Deus who believe it's Ma'akev if you don't do Neshima Achas, if you don't read the 10 sons of Neshima Achas, if what then would be the reason to go back and do the whole thing again versus not? What's by not machlokas? Any suggestions? Yeah?
Maybe say that.
Who makes more sense at first glance?
To say, well, it depends.
What? The Megens, you have to go back and do the whole thing? No. Or the Maharil that you don't have to? I'll be pashas, the Maharil makes sense. You didn't fulfill it, so you go back to the pasuk and do it again. Why must you go back to the beginning? Ella, what's the pshat for the Chachmei Megens, yeah?
Maybe say that for Pershiminis, you need like, you need everything, just like if you like one last time the candle.
Because this Pursuminisa is designed to reflect the entire Pursuminisa throughout the whole story. This is the least likely to be a coincidence. It's not the big, it's not the most necessary for the miracle, for the salvation. This is like totally irrelevant. If they die back to back, who cares? Ella, this is like a giloy, it's a megala. It's indicative. But the fact that they all die by Nishimachas, that highlights the fact that the whole story was done with Ashkachas Hashem. It's not just that this is Mefarsim the Nes of how they died, it's Mefarsim the whole story. And therefore, if you lose the context, there's a good chance the whole context, the whole Prismanis has gone throughout the entire thing. The Chachmei, Megensia, they believe that this is not just Mefarsim the Nes, but it facilitates the Pursuminis of the entire story. In which case, what would the din be? You have to go back and do the entire thing. Oh, why is this helpful for the Ragachavar? Chayad the Machlokas. Maybe we can argue. Machlokas 1 and 2, we also discussed 2a and 2b, but the Machlokas 1 and 2 is as Kriyas Aseres B'nei Haman, when you read the 10 sons of Haman, is that considered another din in Kriya? Or is it like a, or is it like a Pursumei Nisa? So if it's another din in Kriya, it's going to be very difficult to understand why it's Ma'akev. I'm sorry, if you hold it's another, good, and more so, if you hold it's another din in Kriya, you can understand why the Baal Kori can be Motzi Me. Because after all, he's being Kori the Megillah for me. He can be Motzi Me with his Kriya. But if you believe that this is about Pursumei Nisa, maybe one can take it one step further. Maybe one could be mechadish that Pursumei Nisa, or this, there are two types of Pursumei Nisa. There's Pursumei Nisa through Kriya and Pursumei Nisa through Amaisa. For example, reading most of the Megillah, that'd be Pursumei Nisa through Kriya. How about lighting Neris Chanukah? That'd be Pursumei Nisa through Amaisa. How about drinking Dalet Kosos? Pursumei Nisa through Amaisa. Maybe B'Nishima Achas. Even though it's in the context of Kriya, nonetheless, it's actually a Maisa Pursumei Nisa. In other words, the reason why I can't be Motzi anyone is because I can only be Motzi you. Shamei Ka'ona only works when it comes to things of Dibur, things of Amira. I can say Kiddush for you. I can say Havdalah for you. I can read the Megillah for you. I don't know what else the people do with Shamei Ka'ona, whatever they do. But I can't lift up lula for you. There's no shlichas for that. I can't put on tefillah for you. I can't do a maisa for you. And therefore, since this is a maisa, maybe it's a maisa pursuing nisa. What makes it a maisa? Because the neshima achas, how you breathe, is not how you talk. Is putting it in one breath. It's more similar to lifting a lulav, more similarly to reading something. The answer is, maybe the Neshima Achas element transforms into a Maisa over here. And if it's a Maisa, so Shemei Kona automatically doesn't work. It's like Netilas Lulav and Yeshiva Sukkah, where you have to do it yourself. One second. After I came up with a suggestion, I saw Rav Dov Lior in his Sefer Derech Chevron, quotes Rav Chaim Salvechik to say the following thing: Mitzvah shebegufo ein adam yachol lahotzi es chaver v'tzarach kolecha lechro ba'atzmo. I said, wow, Baruch Shechivanti. I was very excited. And therefore, lechora, methodologically, there's three ways to look at this discussion over here. Number one, it's a very technical machlokas about whether or not you're going to miss the Chazan's words. He's going to blur his words because he's reading so quickly. Number two is it's about Shomei Ka'ona, and that has ramifications by Kol Torah Kula. It'll have ramifications by Birkas Konim, like we spoke out, by Chazar Sashatz, like we spoke about, many, many other examples. And then the third Mahalach has nothing to do with either of those options, but rather it's about what is this you know, reading of or saying of the 10 sons b'neshima achas, is that another din in Kriya, or is it a like a maisa pursuing nisa l'may nafkamina? Number one, you don't do it, which are yotzei or not. And number two is, does everyone have to do it themselves, or could you go back? One or two just quick thoughts, different hashkafa before I get into the chazar, and I know we got a chazar to do them. We'll get them just in one more second. What's the religious take-home message? From Moshe Steinbruch, the religious take-home message is pretty clear. Be careful with mitzvahs. And Shomei Ka'ona, it's a worthwhile halachic question to discuss as well. But l'char, the most fascinating hashkafic conclusion is this value of Pursumei Nisa, not just knowing that Hashem orchestrated the miracle, but using the non-miraculous elements to see Hashem through the miracle. Sometimes Hashem is more overt and seen in your life, and those are the moments you're supposed to use to realize He's pulling the strings or running the show, even at the moments where He's not so clear. And that may be exactly the point of this Chachmim Begenser. Rabbo Sayad Khan.